here at KGVY. And now, it's time once again, as we do weekly, have a really good visit with Steve Pender of Family Legacy Video. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I have not had my dog chase me out of the yard or anything lately. It's just
going
really well.
Well, then the week started off just right. Well, we've been talking about the wonderful ways families can save their family histories and stories on video, and Family Legacy Video is there and ready to help you do that.
Yeah.
Two quick things I wanted to touch on today in the time that we have. One, I have to brag a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes when you create a family history video project for someone, mm-hmm. something even extra special happens.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, just before Christmas, I created a family legacy video for a couple in Tucson, a retired couple,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful people. And they gave it to their children as a Christmas present.
Wow.
Now, the wife has a dad who was a famous track star in around the 1910s. He ran for Cornell University and held the world record for the mile for lots of years.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, and it turned out, long story short, that he ran and finished fourth, just missed a medal, in the 1912 Olympics in Sweden. So they had asked me to check to see if there might be any footage of this race.
Uh-huh.
And I looked around, poked around, finally connected with the International Olympic Committee, and would you believe it? They had a 32-second film clip.
Oh, man, what a find.
Of this fellow's race. So, yeah, an absolutely wonderful find. And so now they have it on disc, and they can put that in their family archives and share it with their family. You know? So just what a wonderful gift to give to a generation. So occasionally something really extra special like that happens.
Sure. Well, you know, people put values upon different kinds of relationships and all, and I was kidding about my dog.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've had a dog or two that I would like to have remembered. Not only by myself, but others, you know. I suppose that's something you could include, too, if you had pictures or
sure, I guess
footage
you could,
or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because pets, gosh, we all know how important pets are, and play a hugely important role in people's lives. And sure, mm-hmm. if you have footage or photos of your pet, stories, special stories mm-hmm. About your pet, those are things that you could include in a family interview, and
right.
that could be included in your own family history documentary.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention something. I mean, you play a lot of music here, and people are always wonderful music too, and people are always asking me, you know, Steve, can I put my favorite tunes in my family video, you know, Nat King Cole or Glenn Miller or what have you? And I have to say that the short answer is no.
Copyrights?
And because there are things called synchronization rights, copyrights.
Yeah.
it's just not ethical or moral for me to do that. However, I want to let you know that we have an extensive music library. Music that I'm licensed to use in your family videos. And it might not be exactly Glenn Miller, but we have a lot of things that sound the same as the music that has been your favorites over the years.
Copycats.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so we can use it legally, and we can use it to lend wonderful emotional tone to your video and also to set the scene. You know, if we're talking about the 1910s or 20s, you know, ragtime and things like that. So we do have an extensive music library that we can use to lend that great emotion to your family.
That's
videos.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let people be aware of that, and also let them know again. Please invite you to visit the Family Legacy Video website. And you can find that at www.familylegacyvideo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then give me a call if you'd like. Green Valley or Tucson, 520 area code. That number is 743-4090.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, if you're traveling outside the area, we have a toll-free number, and that's 888-662-1294.
Yeah.
And so I'm always willing to talk to you about your family history project.
Yeah.
And also to let you know, I want to remind people, too, that I'm available to give free presentations.
Can you quickly give me something? Because I don't think we've touched on this much or at all, at least since you and I have been here.
Sure.
You have, but I haven't. the workshops.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm just about winding up a workshop now. What we do is we take you through the process
mm-hmm.
of planning and creating your own family history video. So we teach you how to organize it, how to shoot interviews, light, and we even move into doing some editing so you can see how the magic happens, how it all comes together.
Well, you're the magic man, I think.
But we have an editing a workshop that's starting next week. That'll be two sessions. It's not too late to get in on that if you'd actually like to see the editing process.
Good idea to call you at 743-4090?
Yep. 4090, give me a call. And then in the fall, we're all planning another workshop. So it won't be, if you miss this one, there will be another one you can get involved.
Well, that's great, Steve. It's always a pleasure to have you here and get this information about how people's memories can be preserved and perpetuated, actually, for perhaps eons. Thank you. We'll see you next week then.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Thank you, Steve.